Hello, I'm Sam Post. This is The Music Post, now in its first weekly incarnation. It's a show about music, and especially piano music in its many forms, and hopefully over time will be a place for you to discover some great music that you might not otherwise hear or know where to find. Today on the show...
But the first thing I wrote was the result of, I wouldn't say a musical bet, but like a dare almost.
Most people, when they think of fugues, think of J.S. Bach, which is definitely a good place to start if you're thinking of fugues. On past episodes of the show, we've heard and learned about many Bach fugues. They're really just the best. But today, we're going to hear an amazing fugue by another composer by the name of Mark Chan, whom you just heard a snippet of. It's his fugue on the theme from My Own Home, which is a song from the Disney movie The Jungle Book. And though the idea of a fugue on a Disney theme might sound either really goofy or maybe kind of academic to you, I can assure you Mark's piece is neither. It is really quite wonderful, and we'll hear more from Mark as well, so stay with me. But first, a short musical appetizer for you, a prelude if you will. And full disclosure, with the stay-at-home order now in Maryland, this brief piece is being recorded on my quarantine piano at home. You'll hear a much nicer instrument later when we get to the recording of Mark's piece, but I think this will make a nice appetizer nevertheless, for reasons I'll explain afterward. So I talked to Mark on Thursday, and I was thinking about what to include on this episode with his music when I had the idea to improvise a really short introduction. So I sat down on Saturday morning and played the beginning of that piece you just heard. That's me taking a voice memo on my phone, as I do approximately 100 times a day with little snippets of music. And then I kind of got into it, and I wrote out this piece, and... really, only as I came to the very end did I realize that this melody, which you heard, is very similar to the main theme that you're about to hear in Mark's piece, so keep your ears peeled for that. Okay, let's meet Mark.
Wait, talk again?
Hello?
Yeah,
is
okay,
anything happening?
I think it's recording on both sides.
Okay, good.
It looks like it.
So that's Mark Chan again. He is a composer based in Connecticut whose music I discovered over the internet about a year ago. And for me, it was an instant musical crush.
I mean, it's, you know, what the chances of finding someone else who's as interested in counterpoint in strict contrapuntal forms and ragtime, right? I mean, what are the odds of that?
He has written many fugues and a whole set of ragtime as well, which for those who know me well, know I'm really obsessed with both those things. But he also writes lots of other types of music.
Tell me and tell everyone, I mean, you have this wonderful piano music, but just from, you know, browsing your website, I take it that's, it's actually more of like a side thing for you. So tell us about your main, you know, your main musical like stuff.
The music that I write and stuff like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah. And your main project.
Right. So I'm classically trained. So I spent, you know, all my formal education trained to be a classical music composer, you know, whatever you want to describe it. But I've always been interested in musical theater. And basically, once I was done with the program at Mahan School, I started just doing, I focused really a lot on musical theater, being part of the BMI musical theater workshop and stuff like that. So for the past 4 or 5 years, that's basically been what I've been writing, focusing on musical theater projects. But at the same time, I've also had commissions mostly from pianists. So I've written a lot of piano music in the past 4 or 5 years, I think. And commissions on solo piano music.
Well, I have had, the great pleasure to perform those two fugues a few times now. And
I know it, and beautifully people, performed.
Thank you. And people really love them. And tell me and tell us a little bit more about, you know, because they're all based on Disney themes. How you kind of, you know, had that idea or decided to pursue it.
To do that, yeah.
Yeah.
The first fugue I wrote from the entire set was Under the Sea, which hasn't been performed yet. out of a set of 12, I think I heard maybe six of them, half of them, I think, at this point. And I don't, you know, it's, I mean, they are challenging fugues. They're not the easiest things to play. but the first fugue I wrote was Under the Sea. And it was the result of, I wouldn't say a musical bet, but like a dare almost. One of my performer friends, we were just like, I don't know, having a drink, coffee, whatever it is. And we were just talking about, because Scoop, we had just graduated. And we'll kind of figure out, okay, what next? You know what I mean? It's like now without the support system of this of academia, it's like what are we gonna do next? And he kind of went because he had decided to go on to do a master's degree in period performance at Juilliard, and so he was always playing the harpsichord and stuff like that. And I said, hey, so you know, I'll write you a fugue. And we were kind of talking about like, okay, what fugue subject am I going to write on? And he happened to really love Under the Sea, and so did I. And I said, okay, I'll write you a fugue based on Under the Sea. You know, and it started off really as a joke more than anything else. But as I started working on it, and I think anyone who starts writing a fugue will suddenly realize how wonderful the process is, because there is no real formula. You know, I think we're taught at school that there's a sort of formula for how a fugue should work. There's a textbook example of what a fugue is or what a fugue does. But the more you write and the more you study fugues, actual fugues, especially written by Bach, that it is one of the most ridiculously free and flexible forms there is, you know. So I think after I finished that, I kind of went, you know, what's the point of having just one fugue, right? You know, it seems to make more sense to have a set. And I kind of, it just kind of like, you know, spiraled from there. And, you know, I think I like writing things in sets. You know, I think there's something very satisfying. You know, all the parameters of music, there's melody, there's harmony, there's rhythm, and timbre and texture, so on and so forth. But also there's this parameter that I've been thinking a lot about, which is, you know, which I call scale, right? It's how do you put stuff, either if a piece that lasts for a very long time, it fills up an evening, for example, in the way like a theater piece would, right? If you write a musical, you're filling in the space for an entire evening or concert length or whatever it is.
Okay, now unfortunately we don't have time on this show for music to fill an entire evening, but I do of course encourage you to find more of Mark's music afterward on his website, and one day hopefully we can all attend an evening-length concert or show of his. In the meantime, before you hear this fugue, I want to play you a snippet first of the original song from the Disney movie The Jungle Book, which I've never seen, probably before many people's time.
Father's hunting in the forest, Father's cooking in the home. I must go to fetch the water till the day that I am grown.
So this little snippet becomes the main idea that returns throughout the piece. And now there's two special effects, not like movie effects, but fugue special effects, that I want to draw your attention to here before you hear the piece. The first is the way these statements of that main idea overlap and interrupt each other. So for instance, about a third of the way through the piece, you're going to hear first this main musical idea here. But before it's even finished, it's going to be interrupted here. And that one's going to be interrupted up here. And then that one's going to be interrupted down here. So all together they sound like this. Really beautiful, I think. And then the second effect is when this theme gets turned upside down a little later in the piece. So instead of this way, you'll hear it this way. And just like before, you're going to hear it down here. And then it's going to be here. And up here. Each time again, interrupting the one that came before. Like this. And now, just as in any fugue and in any piece of music, you know, you could take the theme and you can turn it upside down, or you can put these interrupting parts, but that doesn't mean, of course, that the piece becomes wonderful or beautiful or great. So it's really the manner in which that's done, I think in this case, that really shines out. And it's just a really great piece to play, and I love listening to it too. So here it is, the My Own Home Fugue by Mark Chan. Thank you. Thanks for listening. You can find more of Mark's music, concert music, theater music, all the rest at markchanmusic.com. That's Mark with a C, Chan, C-H-A-N, music.com. And one more note about Mark's pieces. Like I said, I've had the pleasure of performing that fugue as well as one other. And one of those live performances was recorded in February, back when there were still live performances, by WETA, which is a public radio station in Washington, D.C. And they should be broadcasting that concert along with the many other pieces by me and by Bach and some improvisation as well on that concert as part of their radio program, Front Row Washington, sometime soon on a Monday night. I'll keep you posted. I'm Sam Post. You can always find more about me on my website, samueljpost.com, and let me know what you think of the show at samueljpost@gmail.com. Till next week, stay safe, stay musical.